In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Think
it's forever. It's one of my early favorites here. Second cut on The Life of a Showgirl. That view
of Portofino. I've listened to most of the album today. I'm very curious to see what my daughter's going to say, because she will, by now, having been off school for a couple hours, have listened to it. I am a fan. I'm not just doing it because I want to check it out, but I am a fan of Taylor's. And Tim Summer is with us tonight to weigh in. Music journalist, former record executive, contributes to the Rock and Roll Globe website. I know that you're not probably the biggest Taylor Swift fan, and I'm not saying that she's my number one artist, but I am a fan, and I was very curious what this album was going to be like. And so far, I like it. I like that song, Elizabeth Taylor. How are you, Tim?
You know, it's always a pleasure, and you know I mean that from the bottom of my heart, to join you and your listeners on this show. I actually am a little bit of a Taylor Swift fan. As I think you know, I'm more of a fan of her phenomena, meaning I believe she has turned an entire generation of young people into music fans, not just people who listen to records or skip around on the Spotify or just jump around and, you know, go from song to song. She is making people care about music. And honestly, I thought about this. In my entire lifetime, I can't think of another release that was as anticipated as this one. I remember back in the 1980s when Michael Jackson would release a new record, it would be a big, big deal. And I remember when the Rolling Stones would put out new records, oh, it was a big deal. When Bob Dylan would put out new records in the 1970s and 80s, there'd be lots of hype. But nothing like this. And I love the way that she is making young people like your daughter, people younger than your daughter, people 11, 12, 9 years old, care about music, care about listening to records. Now, I've listened to this record a bunch. I'm getting sort of Stevie Nicks light vibe from a lot of the songs. I don't know about you.
That might not be too far through. I mean, I'm only one listen through 6 or 7 songs, so I have to dig in a little bit more. But here's what I'm curious about. I'm really curious with my daughter, because these kids, they move on very, very quickly. And when all this was happening with her tour a couple years ago in the movie, my daughter was all in, but she's moved on to different artists like Benson Boone, and she likes this Olivia Dean right now. And what's interesting, Tim, is, and I don't know, maybe it's because of the release today, and it could be, she always is, calling out the music in my car. Her name is Alexa, so we don't really have much use in our home for an Alexa device because it's always going off. But in my car, I have it. And, you know, yesterday she pulled up 2 Taylor Swift songs from her first album. I'm like, well, that's interesting, because you haven't really been that interested in Swiftie. So part of me is wondering if all her fans that were so into her 2 or 3 years ago have kind of waned a little bit, not based on
that's
the anticipation for the record.
That's an excellent question, and I have some thoughts about that. But let me ask you a question quickly. Do you think she cares more about music because, in my theory, do you think she cares more about music because Taylor Swift got her involved in the idea of listening closely and following different artists, Did that make her?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Absolutely,
okay.
I do. I absolutely do.
Now,
it broadened, you know, that was like maybe the, you know, the path for broadening her horizons in music a little bit. Now, she's been into music for a long time. She went and saw Katy Perry in concert in Vegas when she was like 6 years old, which was probably a bad parenting decision, but she's always, you know, been into music. But now she's getting into a little bit more rock and roll. I like to call her out on that because she makes fun of me for rock and roll. And then I hear a song that she likes. I'm like, hey, that's a rock song. But this album, let me play just a little bit here. The one thing I have a little concern about is this is a song called Wishlist, which, by the way, seems like Taylor's ready to settle down with Travis and have some babies. But just listen to part of the lyrics here.
They deserve what they want. I hope they get what they want. I just want you.
Okay, I brought that part up for a reason because there are several songs, and this certainly happened on her last album as well, that were explicit, and it doesn't seem like there's a non-explicit version out there. That does create some challenges for parents of kids like my daughter's age,
I
would say.
And it's interesting. I was seeing online, a friend of mine was talking about the fact that they were excited about playing the new album for their 9-year-old daughter, but they knew there were songs they were going to have to skip, and that concerned me. Something I find very interesting about this record, and I wonder if either consciously or subconsciously, this is something your daughter might be aware of. In the past, throughout her entire career, a huge part of Taylor Swift's appeal has been that she has spoken in the voice of and for the concerns of her audience, her young teenage and tweenage audience. She speaks their thoughts. As I said before, if you can write a song that people are going to quote in their yearbook quote, man, you're going to have a great career. Taylor Swift has written songs where people go, man, that's my thoughts. I thought that. Now, Taylor Swift is, this album is more from the perspective of someone who is succeeding, someone who is even rich, someone who is happy, and she seems to be moving away from the idea of writing for an audience and their concerns. And you know what? Teenage girls and girls a little past teenage and girls a little under teenage are going to notice that. They're going to notice that when someone is writing about the trials and tribulations of being a rich, successful person, what it's like to have a successful, rich, and excuse my French, well-endowed boyfriend, which is something she sings about on the album. She's no longer singing about the things that your average sort of ninth or tenth grader is thinking and concerned about. She's singing about things that concerns a 30-something multi-millionaire, possibly even a billionaire by now, named Taylor Swift. And I think ultimately that is going to alienate her audience.
Yeah, you know, it'll be interesting because the girls that I know and the Alexis friends and everything, they love sing along to the songs and they kind of understand the songs, right? These are songs that are a little bit more lyrically, I don't want to say complex, but to your point, they're more mature.
Right.
More mature subject matters, and it's not as much of a pop sing-along as some of the other stuff. I mean, certainly in the last record, she was doing that a bit as well. But, I you know, again, I like to listen to a variety of different music, and I knew it was coming out today, and I knew my daughter would be listening, so I put it on during a couple of different trips, you know, this morning, and I liked it quite a bit. We'll go out with one of these songs here. I like this Elizabeth Taylor song, but hang on. We're going to talk more about much more music with Tim Summer in a moment.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
3, 4.
Well, this is a very, very different than you're used to version of Born in the USA from Bruce Springsteen. And it's being released on something called Nebraska 82, which is an updated version, a little bit more electrified version of Nebraska.
Born down in a dead man's town. First kick it took was when I...
Now, Tim Sommer is with us to talk music. I've seen a variety of different versions, angry acoustic versions of this song for many, many years. But as you know, there's a guy by the name of Warren Zanes. He was in one of my favorite bands of the 80s called the Del Fuegos, Tim. And he wrote a book called Deliver Me From Nowhere, The Making of Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska.
That's right.
It came out last year, 2 years ago at this point. I know Warren just a little bit. I love the Del Fuegos. When they came on a little reunion tour, I saw Warren, and his brother Dan has won Grammys for like children's records. He's very talented as well. But Warren, who was a member, I think he might still be a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame board, he's been very involved in music behind the scenes for decades, wrote this book about Bruce, and they're turning it into a movie, which is going to be released in a few weeks. And now there's this audio component with the more electric versions of the Nebraska stuff. So I don't know if you've checked some of this out. There's only two songs that are out.
There are two, you know, there are a couple of the songs that are up, and I'm going to go out on a limb here and say to you and to Sue and to everyone else in your studio and to everyone else listening to this, if you listen to two songs in 2025, listen to the two different versions of Born in the USA that are on the Nebraska 82 Expanded Edition, which comes out in 13 days, 5 hours, and 22 minutes. But these new versions of Born in the USA are already available on streaming services. Just the depth of this man's ability to communicate an idea, and we always knew, and you always knew as a Springsteen fan, that Born in the USA was a far deeper and darker song than something that was just played at political rallies and football stadiums. And man, does that come out in this new, in these new old versions, these demo versions of Born in the USA. This shows just a singer of such depth, of such power, of such meaning. And I think, and I'm going, again, I'm going out on a limb here, which you are absolutely, and you're much more, you're a much bigger Springsteen fan than I am, Mark. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Nebraska, the old Nebraska, is my favorite Bruce Springsteen album. And I have a feeling once this new version comes out, once this expanded version comes out, it's going to be my favorite album of Bruce Springsteen's times 10. And I mean it when I say that everyone who loves Bruce Springsteen, who loves songwriting, who loves someone who is trying to say something with their voice, their lyrics, and their music should listen to these two old versions, demo versions of Born in the USA, and think about what music can mean and the power of music.
There's a there's another song on the original Nebraska record called Open All Night. It sounds like this.
Yeah.
So this is the original.
Well, I had the carburetor, baby.
And you know, Tim, over the years when Bruce pulls out songs like this, he doesn't do them exactly the way that he did on Nebraska. And, you know, so I've heard a variety of different versions of this song and of Born in the USA, but this is what it sounds like on Nebraska 82. Maybe a little bit more twang.
Well, I had the carburetor, baby, cleaned.
Not as dramatically different as the Born in the USA
version. But, you know, with the Tracks 2 release that came out just a few weeks ago as well, you hear a lot of songs that were in the vault and some songs that were, you know, there that have been released on different records, but just with different versions. I always like hearing demos because sometimes they show you how far and how much a producer can really do as well.
Let me, and that's absolutely true, but let me ask you a question. As someone who is both a deeper Springsteen fan than me and someone who admittedly is a little more to the right of the political spectrum than I am, but as you know,
a little more,
but you know, I'm very open-minded.
No,
as well.
I know you know are.
That
I know
I'm very
you
open-minded. How have you felt over the years about the misappropriation and misinterpretation of Born in the USA?
I've always tried to correct people on it. Look, I knew from the very beginning, you know, when that was released in the summer of, I guess it would have been 84, June of 1984 is when the record came out, the single. And I knew, well, that was Dancing in the Dark, but the record did come out in 1984, and then the tour started after that. I've always known that, and I've heard the angry versions, you know, that he's done in concert. It's just interesting the way that song was totally misrepresented, mainly by the Reagan campaign, right? They started using it at rallies, but even today you'll hear people, you know, they use it as a rah-rah American song. It's just not that. It's about someone coming back from Vietnam who's having a hard time getting a job and, you know, has PTSD and all these other things, so there is more depth to that song. But look, you know, and you and I have talked about this a little bit. I struggle with my current feeling about Mr. Springsteen because of some of the things that he said on stage in Europe and some of the positions he's taken on Trump. And look, I say that from a place where I've always known his politics, okay? But I've seen the dude in concert about 45, 46 times. And the amount of times I've heard politics, you know, in telling me and preaching to me in a way outside of the music, the lyrics, I'm not talking about the musical, you know, component, but, you know, preaching from on stage, saying things like he did in Europe, that's where he kind of lost me, Tim. And I'm struggling with that just a little bit because I try to keep my music and my entertainment separate. It's almost impossible not to. Most of these actors are all lefties. A lot of them are outspoken. I get that. I try to overlook it. Sometimes I can't do it. But so, you know, I want to hear this Nebraska stuff. I'm very curious about the movie. I'm concerned that Jeremy Allen White, who plays Springsteen in the film, is not going to pull off the vocal, you know, quality.
I'm terrified.
Yeah, because that's what made the Dylan movie work, I think, is Timothy Chalamet really, I thought he was authentic. And while I think Jeremy's a good casting choice for playing Bruce, man, the music's got to sell it too, or it's not going to work.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I am so frightened to see this, and I'm not saying that as a negative to the actor or the makers of the film, that I doubt I'm going to actually see the film. I'm going to have to hear about it from you.
All right. Well, that's fine. I'll clue you in as soon as I can. Hey, you were the guy that signed Hootie and the Blowfish, wrote a
yes,
book
sir.
About him that came out a couple years ago. Fred reported on this. Fred or Sue? Sue, was it you on the supergroup?
Oh, I think it was Fred.
Yeah, Fred, I think you might have been gone one of those days, but Darius is now involved in another...
No, it was me.
Yeah.
The other band.
The other, like a little bit of a mini supergroup, right?
Yes, with Mike Mills from R.E.M., who is the bass player in R.E.M., and Steve Gorman, who is a founding member and drummer of the Black Crowes, and the band is called Owl, Howl, Owl, which looks really good written down, but is a pain in the butt
to say
out loud.
Yeah, it is, right? Yeah. Wait, say that again. Howl, owl, howl?
Howl.
Okay.
Howl.
Yeah.
Howl. You know, and that's, you know, if I had anything still to do with Darius's career, I would have said, nah, that ain't happening. That ain't happening. But then again, and this is a true story, Mark, which I don't think I've told you guys ever on the air. When I first came into contact with Hootie and the Blowfish, and this would be the spring of 1993. And when I first began to think of signing them, I thought to myself, that's one of the worst band names I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so bad that if they hadn't already been together for at that point 6 or 7 years, I would have tried to talk them into changing it. Just a terrible name. And the success of Hootie and the Blowfish just goes to show names do not matter. And maybe this truly dreadful name, Howl, Owl, Howl, which sounds a little like Thurston Howell III or Lovey Howell, maybe maybe then they'll succeed. But I actually have very high hopes for this group. First of all, I know that Darius, and I've known this from knowing Darius now for over 30 years, Darius is the biggest REM fan I ever met.
So
the idea that he's now involved with Mike Mills of REM, who, by the way, frequently played with Hootie and the Blowfish on stage.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, you know Mike pretty well, I'm guessing, right?
And also, Mike is one of those bass players, and this is not well known and should be well known. Mike, in many ways, Mike was the driving force of REM. Like, really, one of the prime songwriters in the band, and he had a terrific voice, and he wrote a lot of the melodies, and he had a voice. Mike has a voice that's as good as a lead singer's voice. So I have extremely high hopes for this group.
Well, do they have any releases yet? Is there anything out there in the streaming services? I don't think there is, right?
4 weeks away.
Okay. Yeah, it's coming up.
That's what I thought. All right, Tim Sommer, great to hook up with you. Hope all is well in your world. I'm going to listen to a lot of new music this weekend, I think. It's so funny. I can't remember. Remind us how the Hootie and the Blowfish name came about. I know you tell the story in the book, but can you refresh our memory on that?
There was a Darius, who has a great sense of humor, and going back to his college days, sometimes when he would be sitting at a party or just sitting around the dorm, as people would walk in and out of the room, this is absolutely a true story. As people would walk in and out of the room, he would give them nicknames. And,
right.
I saw this myself. Yeah. Darius was always giving people nicknames. He would always just shout out nicknames to people, always make up names for people. So Darius is sitting at a party one day, and these people walk in, one and right after the other, and he goes, "Oh, look, there's Hootie, and there's the Blowfish."
And that was it, wow. Right there.
And Dean, who was his best friend and was the bass player in Hootie and the Blowfish, was sitting next to him, and they had just started a band together. And Dean said to him, "Oh, my God, that's a great name for our band." So there you go.
There you go. All right. Well, I think we should send you an MP3 of you criticizing the new band name, and you should text it to Darius and see his response. How about that?
Darius, he knows that's a terrible band name.
We'll see what the music sounds like. Tim, have a great weekend. I appreciate it.
What a pleasure.
All right, we'll see you. No, go.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.